Do you remember what it was like to be 5 years old?
Play, 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 play! Hello? I can't get out!
Oh, my God, that boy.
I'm Oscar and I'm six.
I'm six.
Now, you might know these boys from the telly.
My name is Harry and I always want sweets and chocolate.
Are you hungry now?
Yeah.
They've been appearing in the current series of The Secret Life of 5-Year-Olds. It's a documentary focused on the lives of 10 kids, looking at how they interact at nursery.
We start with these, then we go on to them, OK? So we need to listen to me.
Let's do this!
Do these at the top.
Yorkshire-born and bred Harry and Oscar play a part in it.
Let's build the tallest tower.
I've got an epic idea. Watch.
Good epic idea, that's a good epic idea.
He's such a communicator, Oscar. I mean, he's not sort of glorifying his own role in this.
Try and never give up.
Hidden cameras capture the daily tears, tantrums and triumphs. In particular, that chocolate challenge.
Everybody, try some chocolate.
Why did you try a bit of the chocolate fountain?
Because I just really like chocolate.
Is that yummy?
Yeah.
Don't tell me off.
Hi, I'm Harry's mum and I'm Isla.
I'm Lydia and I'm Oscar's mum.
When the series normally ends, they advertise on different platforms and for people who are interested. So my son, who's 9, saw an advert online and thought that Harry would be perfect for it. And after putting him off for a while, he kept pestering me. So I decided, I'll do it. And lo and behold, after a few email stages, phone calls, and then a play date, which was effectively a casting, we eventually got selected. And on the casting day, they film them in front of the camera to see how they are and film them when they're playing.
Oh, everybody, I've got lipstick on!
What's Oscar like?
He's friendly and smart and he has cool hairstyle. And then go
on. We stayed in a hotel, we had breakfast, and usually all together with the other parents and other children. Then we got taxis to a school where it was set. And we had a debrief in the morning once the children had gone into school, and we never actually went into the classroom. A couple of times we went into the playground just to pick them up, but we never got to see where they were. So we were told in the morning what they had planned for that day, and then when we picked up, we were told what they'd done that day and how the different tasks had gone. And then every evening we'd get a phone call to say, how our child had been that day, basically just more intimate feedback about our individual child.
I kind of wish at the time I'd kept a diary of everything that happened and was said, because I think they had about 90 hours of footage, but obviously it's so condensed into the two programmes that I just wish I'd written it down to sort of remember all the things, because you just forget. But I think the kids had an amazing time.
It was a great experience for
definitely.
Them. There was so much put into it and they just loved it. Such amazing tasks and really nice kids, all of them.
And the production staff were all lovely as well, just really, really friendly. If I'd had the time again, I would definitely do it again.
We had to plan a party and we got to eat some of the chocolate because we had a chocolate fountain. I got to eat a massive bowl of chocolate. That's what I dreamed for.
I'm really excited because I wanted to take part because Harry's really full of life, but he's so sweet and gentle, and I loved it because we've seen the episodes in advance and he just comes across as himself, and I loved that, and I think it's a lovely memento for Prosperity to remember what he was like at 5, because you don't normally, when you have a busy family life, take that much footage of your children, but it's nice to see how they behave when you're not there and things. But we have a home shoot, and I'm not a natural in front of the camera, so I might be watching behind a cushion. But hopefully they'll all be about the kids and not the awkward mum in front of the camera fidgeting.
You want to be friends?
Oh, yes, I do.
Harry is taking a more direct approach.
You want to be friends? Okay.
It's going to be really interesting to watch, and it does. They all come across as like how we remember them, so it obviously is, although it is so condensed and you think they could do anything with 90 hours of footage, condensing it down into 2 47-minute programmes, but actually they all do come across just how they are, which is quite nice. And it does, it just shows what a fabulous time they all had, really.